Chapter 9, Maritime Considerations During Multinational Operations. This chapter begins by discussing the characteristics of a maritime environment. It then discusses the characteristics of maritime forces, planning considerations, and an operational approach in a maritime environment. Lastly, the chapter provides considerations for commanders and staffs. Characteristics of maritime environment. In a maritime environment, key terrain is any land that friendly or enemy forces can occupy to attain a physical position of relative advantage. The maritime environment includes littoral and Arctic regions, as well as land masses surrounded by large bodies of water. The littoral region has two segments, seaward and landward. Seaward segments include the area from open ocean to the shore. Landward segments are those areas inland from shore that forces can support and defend directly from the sea. The Arctic region encompasses part of the areas of responsibility of three different geographic combatant commands, eight countries, and all time zones. The maritime environment challenges planners to account for operational reach. Planners must consider the impact of space and time on reinforcement of the existing forward-stationed forces and allies. The distance between bases throughout maritime regions hinders mutually supporting operations, sustainment, and reinforcement from supporting echelons in the theater. Isolation and distance increases vulnerability to amphibious raids by special-purpose enemy forces, attacks from adversary long-range aircraft or missiles, and potential physical isolation by blockade from naval forces. Characteristics of multinational maritime forces. Multinational maritime operations cover a range of military activities undertaken by multinational forces across the competition continuum to exercise sea control or project power ashore. Maritime forces are primarily navies. However, air forces, land forces, army watercraft, and port terminal detachments, and other government agencies all contribute to multinational operations in a maritime-dominated environment. The qualities that characterize maritime forces as political and military instruments that support coalition policies are readiness, flexibility, self-sustainability, and mobility. Maritime forces reassure or support allies and partners, deter aggression, influence unstable situations, and respond to aggression. Multinational maritime operations are built on multinational partnerships. Multinational partnerships enhance and expand the flexibility and mobility to respond promptly to developing crises. Multinational maritime operations require army and multinational partners capable of being readily deployed globally to display the flexibility and mobility necessary to conduct operations in maritime environments. Maritime force flexibility. Maritime forces provide a wide range of weapon systems, military options, and logistics in support of multinational operations by land forces. Since the end of World War II, maritime forces resolved many international crises. These forces control the seas and provide diplomatic leverage in peace or times of crisis. They perform tasks ranging from forcible entry and strike operations to non-combatant evacuation operations, disaster relief, and humanitarian assistance. Strategic and tactical command, control, and communications capabilities of maritime forces provide for a distinctly controlled force that complements diplomatic efforts. Maritime forces offer a presence without occupation and a deterrence without commitment. These enable and protect the strategic lines of communication upon which multinational land forces depend. Maritime force mobility. Maritime forces are less constrained by political boundaries than air or ground forces. Maritime forces deploy virtually anywhere in the world and transit the seas according to international law. With their strategic, operational, and tactical mobility, maritime forces monitor a situation passively, remain on station for a sustained period, respond to a crisis rapidly, deploy in combat with authority. Mobility enables maritime forces to respond from over the horizon, becoming selectively visible and threatening to adversaries as needed. If diplomatic, political, or economic measures succeed, maritime forces withdraw without further action ashore. Maritime forces respond to indications of pending crises by relocating rapidly through the theater of operations or from one theater of operations to another, usually independent of fixed logistics. In combat, the ability to position maritime forces quickly provides commanders with significant tactical and operational advantages. Maritime forces self-sustainability. Maritime forces maintain self-sufficiency as the norm. Often, the nature of the operation and the types of committed units determine the degree of self-sustainment achievable. Maritime forces operate in forward areas at the end of long supply lines without significant land-based supply structure, with replenishment at sea, on-station replacement of personnel and ships, and the resilience of ships, an ability to sustain damage and continue the mission, maritime operations may continue indefinitely. Operational planning considerations. A maritime environment requires some unique planning considerations. Complex details are required to coordinate the movement and landing of troops, equipment, and supplies using air and maritime means. The most critical planning in a maritime-dominated theater involves collaboration among the components of the multinational force and between supporting organizations and agencies. Basic planning considerations are universal at all echelons. The success of multinational operations in the maritime environment has three critical requirements: commanders' involvement and guidance, unity of effort, integrated and collaborative planning with other assigned headquarters and subordinate echelons. The multinational force commander stays involved and provides guidance to maritime operations. Most commanders for maritime operations will likely be a senior naval officer. Because of physical distances and the relative isolation typically associated with land operations in a largely maritime environment, commanders maintain situational understanding through collaboration. They ensure their operations or activities do not have a negative unintended effect on other operations or units. This may include integration with multinational amphibious or like maritime units. The commander ensures unity of effort across the multinational force. Unity of effort includes ensuring the task and purpose of operations nest with the overall multinational operational concept. In the maritime environment, the unity of effort should include the commanders and staffs identified for the maritime, air, and land elements. Integrated and collaborative planning has two critical attributes in maritime operations: integration across functional areas at every echelon and collaborative planning by multinational commanders and staffs. Ideally, commanders and their staffs conduct planning for maritime operations in the same location. When this is not practical, the exchange of liaison officers facilitates planning functions. This is crucial for any operation conducted across extended maritime distances. Challenges. A maritime environment presents specific challenges. The obvious differences in uniforms and equipment can cause misidentification. The lack of standardized markings and unit identifiers can present the potential for fratricide. The problem can be exacerbated because allies and partners can have similar equipment to potential enemies. Situational awareness is paramount in a maritime environment. All participating units at all echelons ensure they share the same level of situational awareness regarding the disposition of adjacent unit locations. Partners share and use trusted COPs to help mitigate the potential for fratricide. Current operations and plans personnel also consider differences in the way various naval forces use symbology and graphics in a maritime environment. Units should consider a liaison officer exchange, when possible, to deconflict operational differences. Embedded liaison officers can provide mission analysis and identify critical coordination points and times to mitigate potential risks. An army formation that has interoperable multinational partners in a maritime environment is substantially more capable than one that lacks partners. Effective interoperability includes understanding technical challenges across joint components, developing methods to bridge gaps, and understanding the maritime capabilities of each member in the multinational force. Area of Operations. An AO is the operational area defined by a commander for land and maritime forces. This area needs to be large enough to both accomplish the mission and provide flexibility regarding COAs. The designation of subordinate AOs in a maritime environment enables freedom of action, maintains tempo, and maximizes available combat power. Larger island landmasses may allow multinational forces to operate with a contiguous AO, with the unit boundaries directly adjacent to each other. Smaller archipelagic island chains may require a non-contiguous AO and may even leave some islands in the designated AO completely unoccupied by friendly forces depending on the operational requirements and threat. Ideally, the AO is equal to or less than the area of influence. Commanders balance the available multinational forces against the capabilities of the total multinational force. The commander and staff estimate the area of influence. The estimate accounts for using capabilities and their resulting effects in air and maritime domains. The size difference between an AO and area of influence requires balancing available forces with the size of the AO. If an AO is too large, the assigned multinational force may not accomplish its mission due to a lack of resources. If an AO is too large for a unit to effectively control, then the situation increases risk, allows sanctuaries for enemy forces, and limits joint force flexibility. If the AO is too small, the assigned multinational force may fail to use subordinate forces to their full capabilities. Operational approach for a maritime environment. When developing the operational approach for a maritime environment, naval and air components often become the key enablers for the multinational commander. The multinational force develops a nested operation plan that accounts for the overall multinational commander's strategic priorities. This nested approach accounts for all domains of the operation across a competition continuum. C2 in a maritime environment may have significant challenges, given the size of an AO for most maritime dominant environments and the distance between landmasses. There may be multiple active assigned AOs, each with separate headquarters. Synchronization and communication between units is critical when conducting operations in a maritime environment. Commanders and staff access each mission partner's capability to obtain and maintain C2 to facilitate mission success. Operations planners consider the multinational force's capability to defeat enemy anti-access and area denial to enable offensive operations. Operations in a maritime environment are likely to be contested throughout armed conflict. The multinational force may be required to seize key terrain for emplacing air and missile defense systems to defeat the enemy anti-access and area denial. This enables offensive operations, which are likely to be conducted in two complex forms of forcible entry operations, vertical envelopment and amphibious landing. Forcible entry operations seize and hold lodgements against armed opposition into a denied area to allow movement and maneuver to accomplish the mission. Refer to FM50 for more on planning. Commanders and staff should also consider the possible challenges of sustaining a multinational force in a maritime environment. Sustainment in a maritime dominant environment requires collaboration. The multinational force provides theater and port opening functions to maintain strategic and operational capabilities. The extended distances in most maritime dominant AOs may require bringing pre-positioned stocks of all classes of supply ashore. This may require detailed planning as part of the movement plan. Floating stocks may be discharged in support of armed conflict and require detailed early planning. The life support demands and maintenance footprint may quickly exceed the capabilities of a small island port. Coordination with host nations that have access to suitable, deep draft port facilities, infrastructure, and support equipment should be considered in the early planning of the operation. Considerations. Commanders and staffs participating in multinational operations consider and answer the following questions with respect to maritime operations. What are the land and air components' relationship with the maritime component? Are maritime forces operating in the littoral environment to project forces ashore as part of a multinational operation? What is the scope of support from the maritime component in terms of time and space? Are maritime forces contributing to operations ashore by conducting operations in direct or indirect support of land and air operations? What is the multinational structure of the maritime component, and what capabilities does it possess? What is the potential for sea basing? What control procedures will be used to deconflict air, to include unmanned aircraft systems, indirect fire, and afloat assets, including small boats? Who has control and requires access to the recognized maritime picture and intelligence products? How does the maritime component link to the COP? If there is a maritime interdiction operations concept of operations, does it support achieving specified objectives? Are there any commercial or national constraints on using contracted vessels? Can all multinational partners be supported by the maritime component? What medical treatment facilities exist in the maritime component? Are casualty and medical evacuation assets available?